Look to your right. On the other side of the road, you can see the tube station. There's still a little bit of the old-time Brixton craziness around there. A few hustlers, drug dealers, and general oddballs mooching about. They don't give you any trouble if you keep your head down. And to your left, you can see the train tracks overhead. These days, Brixton is more than just Caribbean. Everyone's here. Brixton welcomes the world. We've got Africans, Eastern Europeans, a fair few Irish, as well as all the French, Italians, Spanish, Indians, and Pakistanis. Just over there, underneath the arches, there's an amazing Portuguese deli that wouldn't be out of place in Lisbon. I tell you, it's like the United Nations around here. So I still remember that first time I came here to Brixton. I stepped out of my social worker's car right here, and the music just kind of hit me. It was hardcore reggae, and it was everywhere. Murderous bass lines pumping out the windows, surrounding you and competing across each other. I instantly fell in love with it. Music by Burning Spear, Peter Tosh, Bob Marley, Dennis Brown. All the greats. All the guys were walking around looking so sharp, and with these massive boomboxes on their shoulders. We called them Brixton suitcases. It was intoxicating, and I was hooked. So anyway, let's get that suitcase cranked up. Let's get a tape. Put it in the machine. Press play. And listen to that serious bass line. Now, get that Brixton suitcase on your shoulder. Turn left and start trodding. We're going a little way up Brixton Road. Go under the railway bridge and keep going. When I first got here, I had to drink it all in. The whole place was amazing and completely new to me. I had to pay attention to what was being said, body language, everything. Because at that age, you just want to fit in, man. Stop and wait when you get to a small road on your left, Ferndale Road. It's just beyond the bridge.